found I had come down here. Because I thought... I had woken up early. Conversation into areas where I could draw them out. That since some of them had come to Washington for the first time, I hoped that this would be only the first of many trips that they would. I hoped that while they were young, they would never miss an opportunity to travel. Period. I said that one of them said that, but he didn't know whether he could afford it. And I said I didn't think I could afford it either when I was young, but. My wife and I borrowed the money for a trip we took to Mexico and then one to Central America. The fact is that you must travel when you're young. If you wait until you can afford it, you will be too old to enjoy it. When you're young, you can enjoy it. I urged them to start with the United States. I said there was so much to see in this country. I told them that as they went west, that I particularly thought they should go to for places like Santa Fe, New Mexico, all the they went west to American Indian Group. I pointed out that I knew that on places like Santa Fe, New Mexico, and the subject of American Indian. I pointed out that I knew that on their campuses, that the major subject of concern was a Negro problem. I said this was altogether as it should be, because degradation of slavery had been imposed upon the Negroes, and it would be impossible for us to do everything that we should do to right that wrong. But I pointed out that that what we have done to the American Indians was in its way just as bad. We had taken a proud and independent race and virtually destroyed them, and that we had to find ways to bring them back into decent lives in this country. I said along the same lines that they would find in California that the Mexican Americans were, even from an economic standpoint, worse off than the Negroes. I said that in both cases we needed to open channels of communication to Indians, to Mexicans, as well as to Negroes, and I hoped that they would do so. At that time, a girl, and since I had been discussing California, I asked if anybody, a girl here, there was from California. She spoke up, and since she was from Los Angeles, California, I asked her. I said that I was here. And said that was one of my favorite towns in Northern California. I hoped it was as beautiful as it was, as I remembered it. She did not respond. It was quite obvious that she either was striking. She did not respond. Quite obvious that she either was. She did not respond. Trying to draw her out, I told the rest of the group that when they went to California, that we would see there what massive strides we could take to deal with the problem of the environment, which I knew they were all interested in. I said that right below where I lived in California, there was the greatest surfing beach in the world, that it was completely denied to the public due to the fact that it was Marine Corps property, that I had taken steps to release some of this property to the public for a public beach so that the terribly overcrowded beaches further north could be unburdened and so that people could have a chance to enjoy the natural beauty which was there. I said that one of the thrusts of our whole quality of life environmental program was to take our government property and put it to better uses, not simply to continue to use it for military or other purposes, because it had been used for that way from time immemorial. Most of them seemed to nod in agreement when I made this point. Speaking further on the environment, most of them. Now strike that. I then spoke of how I hoped that we would have the opportunity to know not only the United States, but the whole world. Most people will tell you to go to Europe. I said Europe is fine, but it's really an older version of America. It is worth seeing. But the place that I felt they would particularly enjoy visiting would be Asia. I told them my great hopes that during my administration and possibly and hope and certainly during their lifetime that the great mainland of China would be opened up so that we, could know the 700 million people who live in China, who were one of the most remarkable people on earth. Most of them seemed to nod in agreement when I made this point. I then went on to say, however, that we should not overlook when they were in Asia, the people of India. I said that people in India are terribly poor. We should not overlook that they have a history and philosophical background and a mystique which they should try to understand. To 400 million Indians, so they should try to understand. I also touched lightly on 400 places like Malaysia. One of them mentioned that we had a peace corps in Malaysia, and I said that's right. It's like several of these countries, wherever they will allow it. I then moved on to the Soviet Union and told them, and one of them asked me what Moscow was like, and I said, gray. It's very important, if you go to Russia, of course, to see it because of the historical and governmental operations that are there. But if you really want to know Russia, its exciting variety and history, you must go to Leningrad and other. Next tape.